I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1462, Throwing Water on the Holy Spirit. You know, the Bible uses a lot of different descriptive ways to talk about our interaction with the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit. I did a little word study, so hold on to your hats. The Bible talks about how we can blaspheme the Spirit, be driven by the Spirit, be born of the Spirit, be given the Spirit, be filled with the Spirit, be constrained by the Spirit, live according to the Spirit, be led by the Spirit, know the mind of the Spirit, experience the love of the Spirit, be searched by the Spirit, speak in the Spirit, utter mysteries in the Spirit, be given the guarantee of the Spirit, walk in the Spirit, sow in the Spirit, enjoy the unity of the Spirit in the church, take up the sword of the Spirit, pray in the Spirit, worship in the Spirit, be vindicated by the Spirit, be made alive by the Spirit, and be in the Spirit. That's just to name a few. Now that's quite a lot, but today there's one more. I want to talk about throwing water on the Holy Spirit. This podcast, as you know, is about the two great commandments, to love God with all we've got and to love others. And the Holy Spirit is God. So if we're throwing water on God, it's not a good thing. Let's talk about that. This comes from a very little short verse that's often overlooked. It's 1 Thessalonians 5:19. It's kind of this series of instructions that Paul gives toward the end of that first letter to the Thessalonians. And in verse 19, he simply says, "Do not quench the Spirit." Now, the word quench means to extinguish, to smother, to suppress, to douse, to put out, to snuff out, to quell. It's often used to extinguish a fire by dousing it with water, but in some places it can mean to evaporate or to cause to dry up. Now, I don't think there's any doubt what Paul's trying to tell us. If we ignore the Holy Spirit's voice long enough and often enough, eventually we'll become spiritually hardened and we'll not be able to hear him speak when he's speaking to us. It'll be like his voice evaporates or dries up and we simply won't hear it anymore. That's a scary thought, isn't it? Podcast peep, God has given you his Spirit to help you T2G, but you can throw water on his fire by ignoring his word, rejecting his nudges, not being with his people, choosing to not do the next right thing in that moment, even to walk in disobedience, and you know you're doing it. Francis Chan wrote, "I'm talking about quenching the Holy Spirit. I think that quite often we worry a lot more about how people will respond to us than we do about how the Holy Spirit of God will respond. We think about making friends and not making them mad, about not being accepted or being thought of as different or strange by them. But rarely, if ever, do we consider whether our actions or lifestyles are grievous to the Spirit of the living God. When we put it that way, it seems more than a little ludicrous." Or David Platt said this, "We are to be light bearers. Sadly, we can be the kind of church that dabbles in the things of God. We can become insensitive, so insensitive that we quench the Spirit and he leaves. And amidst all the entertainment, we don't even notice he's gone. Ouch." Here's the great question. Has the Holy Spirit been speaking to your heart, tenderly directing you to do something? Have you obeyed him and done that which he's prompted you to do? Or have you turned a deaf ear to his voice? Let's pray. Lord, we want the Spirit's fire to burn strong and bright in our lives. Please show us where we might be throwing water on his flame. We want to not be a hearer only, but a doer in real time of the things that you have for us to do. Even if it's hard or uncomfortable, we want to obey right away. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1463. In the meantime, let's keep the text in context, lest we have a pretext for a proof text. The text says, "Do not quench the Spirit, do not despise the words of prophets, but test everything, hold fast to what is good, abstain from every form of evil." In other words, in context, it's talking about discernment, walking close to Jesus so you recognize the shepherd's voice from the false teacher's voice. And when you know that you know that you know that the Lord would have you do something, you do it. And stop throwing water on the Holy Spirit.